America, America, what's going on? Welcome to the best in online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network, for this Saturday, March 16th, 2014, 2024. March 16th, 2024. I said 2014, my God. I've been on air a long time. Hope everybody's having a beautiful night. This is what happens when you don't have your late night coffee. March 16th, 2024, not 2014. Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes and the crew. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. And the interesting thing about 316, happy birthday to Katrina. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. The interesting thing about 316, for God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's powerful right there, 316. So we're going to have a great show tonight. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. It's your boy, DJ ATL. Hey, Six Eyes, I do want to apologize to the fans last week and the people who called in last week.
Hey, brother. Well, just what happened? What happened? I mean, that's old news. What happened?
Last week, the hours went up on the system, went up last week, and the system didn't pick up on it. That's what happened last night. So Saturday when we was doing our show, this was show, and I know people probably called in around that Saturday, and I just want to apologize to you guys. The system did not upgrade to that we was in daylight saving time, so that's what happened.
And that's Blog Talk. That's not the Six Eyes Radio Network. But apologies are accepted. We are here now live. This is not Ghost you're talking to. This is me, Six Eyes. This is ATL, the rest of America, everyone else that's on the phone line. Everybody, Queen Nye, everybody that's here. So we are here, and you heard me, brother. I said it was March 16th, 2014. It's 2024. I said it was March 16th, 2014. So I'm going back in the time warp. But we're here. We got a lot of how you doing? Who's that?
Queen Nye, I was just going to say you were traveling back in time.
Yeah, I really was traveling back in time. In 2014, I had an afro. So, the trumpet is here. Come say hello to your people, trumpet. Come on. Come on, boy. So, I hope everybody had a beautiful beautiful Saturday, having a better, beautiful evening. Of course, you are. You're with the 6 Hours Radio Network. And once again, phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. If you have not done so already and you're on the Facebook platform, go over there to this group called the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. That's the 6 Eyes Radio Network group. Just like it sounds, join. You'll be in great company. And shout out to the 6 Eyes Radio Network crew, everybody. All right. So first we want to see what's going on with our mentals. How's everybody's mentals doing? Okay, do I need to get coffee for everybody or what's going on?
My situation is very well. I'm happy, turned up, turned in, and turned out.
But we got a lot to talk about today.
And you're getting married to Azu. Congratulations!
I'm getting married.
Aren't you getting married to Azu?
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know who that is, and I ain't getting married anytime soon. The only Mary I probably get is unmarried. That's probably what you're talking about. There ain't nobody.
That's what it says on Facebook 7 hours ago. Your government and Azu Bramidge will be getting married in July of 2024. So I didn't put congratulations up there and everything.
I don't even think about that, bro.
You are DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, right?
I'm not getting married.
You are known for the shiny Puff Daddy jackets, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that is. Well, yeah, y'all surprising me. They must have a clone of me walking around here, guys.
It says, let me read it to you. 7 hours ago. It says, congratulations to DJ's very own DJ Atlanta Styles and Azu Bridgewell as they embark on their marriage July
2024. I don't even know. Who in the world? Who is that? I don't even know who that is.
I never heard that name in my life. Who is that?
Oh, wow.
Wow, they got, like I said, they must got Facebook clones running around here, man. I'm serious. Man. You know what? I got to go look. You got that, tag me in that so I can see who this is. And there's a lot of women on Facebook. And there'll be a lot of women on Facebook, but, man, I'm serious. I'm not joking, y'all. I am not getting married anytime soon. I ain't got nobody interested in me and marrying me. So that's somebody there. I got to find. We going to have talk. You know, Facebook do some weird stuff sometimes, y'all. They be having some weird stuff going on with Facebook. Social media is weird. And y'all can agree on that. But, yo, I'm on the real talk. On real, real talk, guys. I am not getting married. Okay? No marriage, no proposal, nothing. But hey,
congratulations.
Since whoever this person is she old, young? What is
we're gathered to join.
Do they have a picture?
Lewis Lading and Azu Bridgewell in holy matrimony.
Azu Bridgewell. That's a new one. That's a new one for me, man. I'm serious.
Everyone stand, please. Yes, he's pretty stunning.
I'm about to have you get up in a minute, then. If that was going on, though, I'm about to be in a whole bunch of trouble.
I introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Yaden.
They got my last name on that? Oh. You sure they're saying me?
Yes. People thought he would never get married.
Yeah, you know, y'all, if I get married, I'll be the first invited. Y'all know that, right? You know the Six Sides family, so I'm letting y'all know right now, I ain't getting married at all. I don't know whoever marrying this bridge person or Zeus Bridge.
Congratulations.
It ain't me. It ain't me at all. I mean, shoot. Where are we going to get married at? That's the first thing I got to understand. I got to find that one right there. Where are we marrying at? Am I in Atlanta?
Supposed to be on Talisman.
All right, Facebook. Y'all did y'all one, man. This ain't even funny no more, Facebook. This stuff ain't funny.
Supposed to be on the Tyler Perry estate.
Tyler Perry? Oh, no. I got to go find out. Hey, we really got to go walk. I really got to go walk. Hey, I tell you what. Go ahead and finish the show. I got to make some calls. I'll be right back. Tyler Perry.
Oh, no.
Matter
of fact, I know last week, hey, let's make sure. I kind of forgot last week, you know, where there were some things that went on with Tony Terry. Tony Terry told me to tell y'all, what's up, Six Eyes and the Six Eyes Radio Network. He had a surprise party for him at the last moment.
That's what's up, brother.
He had a surprise party. And I definitely wanted to shout out to Six Eyes Radio Network. I got a chance to go down there for a minute to check in on that for a second. Very nice surprise party for him for reconnecting some of the people he has dealt with in the past. Big ups to him. One of the greatest vocalists, I think, of our time. Definitely want our very patrons to come on the show. Also, your boy David Tolliver was down there, too, performing for his birthday for a surprise. And he gave a big shout-out to 6 Hours Radio Network, too.
That's right. Big things, baby. 6 Eyes Radio Network. Network. What's up, Tony Terry. 6 Eyes Radio. We'll be right back. The wedding of July 2024. Lewis Yaden and Azu Bridgewell. Congratulations from the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
Don't forget that. And your family, love me like a family.
seat. You know where you're standing, me, so windy. Right on time, can't stand it. You always been a real one, even though we ain't together. It was real love, and to be a sinner, I hate to be me forever.
Summer Walker, I love her voice. Online radio, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yeah. Usher. Now, what did y'all know about that song?
One thing I knew about that song is my boy Usher, man. What's up, Usher?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you
hear that bottom? Did you hear that bottom? That 808, man.
Yeah, 808 is always a very important part of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Beat, that beat.
That's what's carrying the song. You notice that, Queen Nye? Where'd she go?
Yes.
The 808. Now that's, I love that.
And also that. Welcome 904.
904. Welcome 904. Do they have their hand up? They want to speak?
Yes, they have their hand up.
Hello, 904. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. This is America's Minister, Minister Ted Bell. My mental is at a 10 today, and I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen.
All right, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Praise God.
Yes, yes. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. All right. Well, hang out with us. We're going to have a great show. Cool, cool. Ted Bell is hanging out with us. Minister Ted Bell. Right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Let's get to it. Let's get to the meeting. Right. So, here in Atlanta, very warm and beautiful today, and then it became later, it got cool. But I want to ask a serious question to all of the, all the radio eyes, Six Eyes Radio Network, same base out here, and y'all make sure y'all call 424-243-9617. This is the Live Radio Network. Question. How does everyone feel since now we got into 2024? How are you feeling?
Well, 2024, like I said, I couldn't wait to get rid of 2022 because, you know, that's when I lost my mom. So I was glad for 22 to leave. 23 was a good year. 24, it's faring pretty good for me. Pretty good. Still the third month of the month. Still full of possibilities. And each day you just got to get up and tackle the day. You know, each day. You know, if you had a good day today, have a greater day tomorrow. And, you know, that's how I, you know, take each day, you know, because we don't have to be here. You know, so stop counting the days and make each day count. But 2024 is faring pretty good. You know, no matter what you want, you got to work at it in order to get it. You know, just don't wake up and just sit around and, you know, wait for it to get dark. You know, try to do something with the day. And it could be little things. It don't have to be the biggest things. It's like, you know, when the new year comes in, you know, people make all these unrealistic goals. Now, they got workout equipment at home. They don't use it. It's serving as storage for clothes, hanging shirts and jackets on there, you know. Nothing what is meant to be used for, but you're going to get a membership at a gym, Planet Fitness. Doesn't make sense if you're not utilizing the equipment you got in your home. You know, people want to go to Mars where they can't even go around the corner. You know, so if people make realistic goals that's obtainable, then, you know, it'll be even a better year, you know. So just take each day as it comes and don't set out to make unrealistic goals when you want to open up a gym membership, but you're not even using your equipment you got in the house. You know, that's just one example.
All right,
I'm
I?
Complete. You may. I'm complete.
All right. my 2024 has been good. I mean, I don't have any complaints. This was the first year without my mom, the second year without Charles' mom, and it's, you know, they both quarter of each year. So first quarter, even though those two events happened, other than that, I'm good. I'm blessed, and I'm thankful. And I just look forward to, you know, what's yet to come. So with that, I'm complete.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Ted, ATL?
Definitely. May I? I'm coming in right now. And I think this is something that I think I need to put out here for everyone. And I think everyone open your ears and listen because I think this is very important. I think a lot of us go through so much strife, and I say this all the time. Our world is never going to be easy. And typically a lot of people here say, oh, you know what you're talking about, but I do know what I'm talking about. I'm DJT.
Well, sir, the question,
let me finish,
the question
let me finish,
was.
Let me finish before you jump me. Let me finish before you jump in. I want to say one thing. And I think this is, like I said, this is very important. We all, life is not easy. We lose things. We lose people. We change emotionally.
We in pain. We get more pain. And every year we go to the year, everybody says every year, this is going to be my year. But the thing is, you're right. Every year is going to be your year. If you be able to wake up and speak, see, not see, feel, or just be alive, you're blessed. Mm-hmm. You're blessed to keep continuing to get better to whatever goals you're trying to get to. It might not come today. It might not even come tomorrow. But you're building yourself to the next goal. But that road is not going to be easy. You know, I just want everyone to understand, it's going to be a hard road. And sometimes some people be on this road path, and they get there and don't even realize they're there, but they're in type because all the hard work, the hard ways of getting there stands a toll on them. I will always say this. God allowed us again to wake up every morning. Be blessed to be waking up, because everything that your spirit, bad emotions, sad emotions, you're blessed to be able to do that. Because if you didn't wake up that morning, you would never get a chance to experience that, to build yourself on a better person coming through those things. So I am complete, and I'm passing the ball to $6.
All right. Anybody else want to answer the question? How is your 2024 faring up so far? Anybody else on the phone lines? Press the 1 if you want to speak. All right. Well, you're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew.
Six Eyes, you got 7543. 7543 wants to speak.
Hello, 7543. How are you? Welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hey, I just want to say hi to everybody.
Mary.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm all right. I just woke up, and I came home last night, so I was
on a hot date?
3 days this time.
Say it again?
I said I was only there 3 days this time.
Oh, you was in the hospital for 3 days?
Yeah, I got better now a little bit.
Okay. How's your husband?
I don't know. He ain't screaming, so I'm pretty happy.
Okay. Is he in the kitchen?
Yeah, he's in the kitchen. It's much easier to deal with.
Covered up?
Not yet. With the lights still on.
All right.
It's so loud. It's like,
Well, hello to Tweedo, Ditto, and Dito. Did I get it right?
Tweedo, Dito, and Doodle, yes, sir.
Doodle. All right.
Hi, Mary.
All right.
Hi, Miss Nickel. Did you say Ted was on?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's here.
Oh, Lord.
Minister Ted Bell.
Minister Ted Bell and the Ted Bell Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, this is America's minister. This is Minister Ted.
Oh, Lord.
So do you have a church, Ted? Do you have a church?
Yes, Ted Bell Ministry.
Where is it located?
136 Oskianaga Boulevard.
Okay, and do you have Sunday service?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Non-denomination? Everyone welcome?
Everyone's welcome. We're Elkadian. We do have a special going on for Easter Sunday. We're going to have a cross, and we're going to be hanging. There's a picture of Jesus on the cross, but we print out a my face and put that over the face of Jesus, and then we hang Easter eggs from the cross.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Are you still, Are you still eating a dozen eggs a day and a stick of butter a day?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should eat 12 to 18 eggs per day, and a stick of butter a day will keep the doctors away.
Well, I bet your cholesterol is through the roof. Your cholesterol has to be through the roof.
Cholesterol is your best friend.
Good cholesterol, the good cholesterol, but the
You're not a doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach told me this. Thank you very much. remember, dead doctors don't lie.
Dead doctors.
And this doctor's dead now?
No.
So he told you that eating 12 to 18 eggs and you said a stick of butter every day is good?
Yes. Yes. That'll keep the doctors away.
Okay. Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
All right, so what did you preach last Sunday? What did you preach on last Sunday?
We were talking about the new induction arch going up in San Pedro, California.
The new induction what?
A new induction arch.
Arch?
Arch. You know, like the St.
Louis
arch.
Oh, arch.
But
okay.
These are induction arches.
Okay, as opposed to what other kind of arches?
I mean, these are induction arches for the next step.
Okay, I don't know what induction arches are. I apologize.
It's an electrified arch where we receive leveling.
Oh, is this the thing where you have jar of preserves?
That's for the overlord, you know, people that want to become an overlord. You know, first you start out, you have to be strawberry-fied. You have to be fully strawberried. And then you come out to be a jar of strawberry preserves, and you're placed on a farm shelf in Ames, Iowa, for several years. And then, you know, once you undergo your levelings and such, and you purchase your copy of the current year, in this case, it's 2020, you got to purchase your copy, current copy.
Hold on, please. Listener discretion advised. The views expressed are not those of the Six Eyes Radio Network, but the respective callers that call in. Viewer discretion, listener discretion is advised. All right, continue, sir.
Uh-huh. You got to buy your current, you got to be current on your copy of the Big Thick One. And in this case, we just released the 2024 Big Thick One.
I don't think I want to know what the Big Thick What. I don't think I want to know.
But that's our pamphlet.
I don't think I'm old enough to know. God.
No, it's the Big Thick One. And, you know, you got to buy the current copy of that. You can get it for $24.95, or you can get the autographed version signed by Ed Elcott. And that's $124.95. We do have some Huebner Elcott ones available. That's the founder of Elcott, The Next Step, but those are exorbitantly expensive.
His autograph is worth $100?
Well, Dr. Ed Elcott's, Dr. Ed Elcott himself is not an actual overlord like myself. He's been trying to work himself up to an overlord status, but he keeps getting leveled and stuff, and it's, you know, it's just one of those things.
Is that okay. The crap where you got to get electrocuted?
Yeah, well, we don't call it electrocution, per se. So
is this the minister that holds the wood in his hand and he's electrocuted in front of the crowd? Is this the same guy who's been doing it for lots of years?
No.
Oh, it's not him? Okay. Because I know it's a guy they show on YouTube. I mean, actually, it was on Ripley's Believe It or Not. And
See, you know,
I'll be doing an ear flushing tomorrow, and that's basically what we call our sermons. I'll be doing an ear flushing, you know, of abundance.
Okay, so when you level up, do you get to the point of being electrocuted yourself, or is that just for?
Well, usually people? When you're when you get leveled, it comes spontaneously, unless you're at a funnel factory, then it doesn't. But you're protected in a funnel factory.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you spend time in a funnel factory?
Whenever you go out to eat, that's one of the Alcadian terms we call a restaurant, a funnel factory.
Oh.
It's a regular restaurant, right?
Yeah. You know, like if you're moving through space and stuff, and that's another term that we use, and we call it moving through space, but when you're walking down the street, you can randomly get leveled.
Oh, my. Yes, that explains why I don't walk down the street much.
Yeah, and then, you know, when you get into a level 2 modification, that's when the imps can start attaching themselves to you.
The imps?
Yes.
Like fairies and all that good stuff?
No, I wouldn't per se that. It's a devilish figure.
Fairies are a devilish figure.
Well, a level 1 irritant is archangels bothering people in public, all right? But a level 2 modification is more or less harassing and stalking of the imps.
Okay. I'm done with questions. It's more than I know what's going on.
Well, we do invite you to our Principles of the Abundance of the 21st Century tomorrow, answering the call to abundance, and that's what we call paying, what we call paying an initiation fee is answering the calls to abundance.
Oh, well, I'm an old poor woman. I have no initiation fee.
Well, see, you're an earth, you speak earth people language, though.
Well, what is the initiation fee?
That's something that we don't discuss in public.
That high.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. Do you want to become an overlord, or do you just want to be, you know, just be fully strawberry?
I think my future holds being a jar of any kind of preserves.
Okay.
No. What's the term preserve? What is this? What is it? What's the term?
Well, you have to be, basically the way it works is when you first start out in Elkhart, you're regular earth people. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to become fully strawberried in order to become a jar of apricot preserves. Then you get placed in a jar on a shelf, particularly in a farm on a shelf in Ames, Iowa.
In Ames, Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, you know, you're sitting there for several years until you become fully glorified, and then you're able to purchase your choosing, but it's got to be the current one. The most current version of the big sick one.
What if you don't fit in a jar? How do you fit on the shelf?
Well, when you become Elkadian, you fit in a jar.
So
they make giant jars for people like me that are fat.
So how long did it take for you to get out the jar?
Well, I'm an overlord. I can't really discuss the whole procedure. It seems like, you know, you got the cone hat on, and I can't be going with that.
Trying to do cone heads, what?
He's got the cone hat on. That's trying to control the monologue here. And when it comes to Elcott, there's certain things, unless you're Elcottian, I cannot discuss it. You can feel free to reach out to either Dr. Ed Elcott, Gloria Grubner, or Huebner Elcott.
Okay. And now give me more information.
No, not Mother Gloria, no. She's not Elcottian. She's just an evil Jamaican.
I thought she was taken.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know, but I know she be.
Well, you know, she's where the birth canal begins, basically. And that's another term that we use for non-Elcott people.
Okay.
That doesn't sound good.
And yeah,
no.
if you're expelled from the colon, then you're left Elcott. See, we have different Elcotts too. We have you could become a priesterly north, or a priesterly west, or a priesterly east.
Well, Mother Gloria is pretty funny when you bring her online.
Oh, did you want to talk to Gloria?
No, I didn't. I'm saying it's pretty
funny. Is she around? Is Gloria around?
I could certainly check. Hold on.
This is interesting. Six Eyes Radio Network. Went into a discussion about overlords and lords, I guess some type of other religion. We are non-judgmental, so we're just listening for informational purposes only. Queen, have you ever heard of any practices like this?
No.
Hello. It's your boy, DJ ATL, coming in.
Yes, we need to speak to Gloria, please.
Oh.
I think the line disconnected.
Oh. So, Lewis, have you ever heard of these practices?
Okay. I've heard some things similar to them. The witch one, the witchcraft.
Oh, no, we're not witchcraft.
Yeah, I know. There's one similar to that. They follow witchcraft book. There's one legendary one that comes from all the way from Europe. Doesn't really worship the Bible, worships some handwriting, some different symbols. I forgot what they call it, but it's been in centuries since when it came around the probably in the 18th century. Can I ask a question? Do you
certainly
can. A Lord, or do you make yourself a Lord?
What's that?
Do you serve a Lord, or do y'all make up a Lord? Or make yourself a Lord?
Neither. We level up.
So all you guys, which y'all believe, y'all are little gods yourselves. Y'all believe that y'all are gods. And y'all have control
overlords, so we're... We're overlords. So when Jesus has a problem, he prays to us.
Oh my, that almost makes Aleister Crowley sound like okay. Oh my.
So y'all are on the balance of assistance because Jesus was man. So do you answer to the old pie, Almighty, O God?
We are over God. We're overlords.
You're over God?
Yes.
Okay.
Nikhil, get Wolfgang on the line real quick. I want him to compare this.
I have another question I want to ask you since now y'all over gods. So what practice and how did that practice come to be that y'all believe y'all over gods? How did y'all feel that y'all are over gods? And how do y'all level up to become overlord and know when you are overlord? How do you feel that you're over, that you have power over God? Could you turn
basically? I'll tell you, and you may not understand this, but back in the early, the late 1800s, Evener Elcott was riding along in a covered wagon, and he was making an apple fritter in a toaster, which had not been invented yet. And out came this piping hot apple fritter. And he was eating the apple fritter, and then he was listening to Rod Stewart, which had not even been born yet, let alone make music. He was listening to that, and that's when the Lord came down and gave Evener Elcott the authority to become an overlord.
Okay. So basically, so you still, in effect, of what you just said, higher being came down to give y'all the credibility to go. So you still are worshiping, y'all still are in the plurality of a God. So there was a higher power that did come down.
No,
right?
we don't worship God himself. He worships us.
So do you have the magic pen in your head? Do you know how to use the magic pen? The magic pen? Yeah.
No, we don't participate in that foolishness.
Well, you know what? Do you know what I mean by that? See, when God created beings, he gave beings, he gave us the ability to create. He gave us the ability to actually to do things that's extraordinary. And that's the reason why. Well, let me ask you this before we go there. Do you believe in the devil? Because that's got to be a question. Do you believe the devil exists?
No, we don't. There are imps. There are imps that will attach themselves to you during the process of becoming an overlord.
So you do. So the imps are basically a demon. So they actually are. They do come from devil. You know that, right?
No, they do not.
So they do not. Okay. So an imp just create himself.
Imps are created by the Hevnervac.
Who's that?
It's basically when a jar of strawberry preserves doesn't fully strawberry and goes bad during the whole process in Ames, Iowa.
So when a strawberry goes bad, you're talking about the fruit itself go bad, it turns into an imp.
No. The jar of strawberry, you know, if you're not fully strawberried and then somehow you get in the mix of becoming a jar of apricot preserves, if that goes bad, then that, you know, that one becomes an imp, you know, an imp.
So what kind of, so these imps that y'all are talking about, so how do they be able to stop you from moving to the next level then? What do they do?
A protein shoot. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then you get eloped to acquire the stuffing.
So all these overlords that you have, how long have the overlords existed and what have they benefited? What have they done for this century? What have they done for the last three centuries for America or wherever they've been? What have they done exclusive to bring on better life for the person for becoming, once you leveled up? What have they done and what impact have they done on our society?
I'm not going to get into the details, but let me just say the overlords are of a higher authority. What you see happening around you in everyday life, that's because of us. Dr. Ed Ellicott with Ellicott The Next Step, we are in conjunction with the Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century.
Okay. Did you get him, Nicole?
So you know, let me ask you something. I got another question I got to ask. This is going kind of. Do you believe in the Campari umpire?
Where's Evangelist Clayton at?
Do you believe in?
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, yeah. No, 6 hours. No, hold on. Do y'all believe in the Campari umpire? Campari umpire.
No.
What about Campari?
We don't. We have nothing to do with the Bible. We deal with the big thick one.
Deal with what again?
We deal with the big thick one, not the Bible.
666 So what's that? Is that an ancient scripture from a wall somewhere?
No, it's our pamphlet. We call it the big thick one. It's basically like our Bible.
So where did it come from? And how was it created? And what region did it start in? Just so y'all can have this information.
That's something that I cannot talk about because you're not Alcadian.
He has the cone head on too? You have the cone head on, ATO.
Yeah.
You have a cone head on, okay.
You've got the cone hat on.
Oh, I have a cone hat on? So I couldn't understand. I can't even understand it.
Well, that's because you're not Al-Qaeda.
So can any race or any nationality?
Get Evangelist Clayton on the phone so we can get an understanding of
this.
We don't need her big mouth over.
Hey, let me ask you something. So is any nationality, does it depend on what race?
I'm going to have no disrespect.
Anybody is welcome to apply to become Al-Qaedian, but we cannot guarantee that you'll be approved.
Well, let me ask you, does it depend on, is it a race thing, a color skin thing, or is it just whatever, or is it something, is it particularly a hair, or what? What particularly makes you get an opportunity to join that?
What I'm going to tell you here is the overlords are very particular. You're right. We've got black people. We've got Mexicans. You know, whatever. But there is a certain criteria that is needed.
In fact, Clay himself used to be black.
That's correct.
What?
Yeah.
Ted used to be black.
So what do you know?
I'm Caucasian.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
How the hell you were black? You were born black.
Correct. Yeah.
And now you're Caucasian. So your father is what, black, and your mom's white?
No, both my parents are white. When I was 12, I had my transformation.
I guess a bar mitzvah.
So how did you like the black experience? How did you like being black?
It was no different than being white.
So you weren't treated no different in your black skin, not that you're in your white skin. You weren't treated no different.
No, I was not.
You didn't experience any kind of racism.
No, I was in California. We got all kinds of races, you know, races here.
I said racism. You didn't experience any racism.
No, because there's so much mixed society out here in California. There's not really such thing as racism back then.
Mm-hmm. Interesting right here. Well, this is a definitely turn from the normal, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew. I've never heard of this. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to reach Pastor Bonnet too, but
different than the Illuminati. It's different than the. So, is there any bankers involved into this too, or do y'all have bankers that's overlords too?
Yeah, of course we did. We got people out of all kinds of social, economic backgrounds and whatnot.
Okay. So they do.
I'm not a banker myself, but.
Now, aren't you the same person that told me you got the patent on aluminum foil? Was that you?
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, I don't have the patent on aluminum foil, actually. I have, so what I hold is the copyright of the act of wrapping aluminum foil around a baked potato. So if you were to do that, technically I could sue you if you don't have my permission.
Yes, you have to get permission to wrap a potato in foil.
So, you know, I was planning on making a roast tomorrow, and that's how I normally make my baked potatoes because they cook all the way through wrapped up in foil. Now, I just want to make five of them in foil. What would I have to do? Call you before I start the cooking?
Well,
or?
No, you don't have to call me now. You know, we're already taking care of this advance. Just ask if you can do that, and you know, I'll make a decision from there.
But I got to have dinner by 6 o'clock tomorrow, so what am I?
Okay, well, you're on the phone right now with me, so you can ask permission.
All right, so
I'll
gather
some information.
Having a big dinner tomorrow. I have these Idaho russet potatoes that I want to make, and I got the Reynolds Wrap heavy duty foil, and I'm making six potatoes, baked potatoes. I just want to have one extra for me before I go to bed. So am I allowed to use?
Yes, and I'll give you permission to do that. And there's one caveat that I got to address here, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, is it's only the russet potato that I hold the copyright to. So if you want to be a fool and wrap a red potato or a Yukon gold potato in foil, have at it.
Oh, they don't cook the same. They actually turn to mush.
Yeah. So I only hold the copyright, you know, to the russet potato. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from Idaho, just any brown russet potato. I do own the copyright to that. So, yes, I will give you permission to do so.
Six potatoes?
I'll let you go up to eight if plans change.
Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
I got three. I forgot. I got three. Can I cook my three?
What kind of potato is it, Mary?
Brown.
Okay. And what are you going to do with them?
Bake them.
With anything else?
No, just potatoes. And then once they're baked, I eat them for three separate meals. And I put on butter and cheese and sour cream.
All right. Permission granted.
I can't have bacon anymore. It's too much sodium. And I hold water. That's not a good thing.
Well, okay. Yeah, I give you permission then.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's 11
with
potatoes.
With the understanding that, you know, we need to start, you know, everybody needs to start getting back on the egg train again, too, because you should be really eating 12 to 18 eggs per day, along with a stick of butter, because a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, my God. I can't eat a stick of butter. I can barely eat two eggs.
Well,
anybody else want to make potatoes? Anybody? ATL, anybody else on the line want to bake potatoes? Press the one, let us know.
Yeah, anybody else wants to? Okay, we got 2925.
Get permission while you can.
Okay,
get permission while you can. Don't go anywhere, Ted. Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network. Who's this?
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, Evangelist Clayton? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Grateful. Grateful to hear Mary. Man.
Yeah, I just woke up and came on a little bit late, but I made it.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Nikhil, you said you want to... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Good to hear everyone else. I said good to hear everyone else.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, sir.
So we're baking potatoes tomorrow, so we got up to 11 potatoes granted. Nikhil, you said you want to bake potatoes tomorrow?
Yes, I did say that.
Are you calling east of the Rockies or west of the Rockies?
Say that again.
Are you calling east of the Rockies or west of the Rockies?
I'm not sure.
Okay, what state are you calling from?
Ohio.
You're east of the Rockies, all right. And how many potatoes are you wanting?
Just one.
And for what purpose?
Say that again.
For what purpose? What will you be using it for?
To eat it.
Okay, and is it a russet potato or a brown potato?
It's a golden potato.
Well, then, you know, I don't have any authority over that. If you do what you want with the golden potato.
Okay. So what do you have the authority over?
People wrapping russet potatoes in aluminum foil. And we do have a preference of buying a good quality foil like the Reynolds Wrap, the heavy-duty wrap. Another good brand is the Kirkland's Original that you can buy over at Cost Plus. But we really don't recommend any cheap stuff like the store brand or anything because it's all just garbage.
Does anybody else want to speak?
I just want to bake potatoes.
Is there a topic that you're speaking on, Ms. Nikhil?
This gentleman was telling us about his, I don't know if you call it a religion, his beliefs. Let's just say that, his beliefs. And what is the name of your belief again, sir?
We study Elcott.
Have you ever heard of that religion, Elcott, Evangelist Clayton? I've never heard of it. First time hearing about it tonight.
No, sir.
I believe I have. Before I left around 2017, I think.
2017.
What is the Elcott belief? I believe, Ms. Nikhil.
I guess this is Reverend Ted. You have to ask him what his belief is. It just let him tell it. I think that's best. And Mr. Ted, can you tell her what your beliefs are?
Well, it depends on what questions she has about the next step.
I think she needs an overall overview. She needs an overall overview of your religion.
Well, did she want to know how to become an overlord? Or because basically... And I mean, no disrespect here because I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, sometimes people get offended when I say this, but an overlord, that means that God prays to us. So that's kind of where we're at on that. And I'll start out with the, you know, kind of the synopsis of it here. Heavner Elcott founded the religion when he was traveling in a covered wagon, you know, way back in the day, and he was toasting. He had a toaster, which had not been invented yet, but he had a toaster, and he was heating up an apple fritter. And as he ate that apple fritter, he was listening to Rod Stewart, which had not even been born yet, let alone have a singing career. And then God came down to him and granted him, you know, the power to become an overlord and become one of the principles of the abundance of the 21st century. So one starts
how,
out.
Is that how when you turn black again, your name was Corn Fritter?
Yes. Well, that has to do with some of the Elcottian going on. But, yeah, we do have the ability to kind of, well, what a lot of people call it nowadays is shape-shifting.
You talking about this Rod Stewart right here? This is Rod Stewart right here?
What's that?
This Rod Stewart right here, the singer?
Well, I don't hear any music playing, but, yeah, Rod Stewart's the singer.
Okay.
You know, he did, oh, if you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Forever Young. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
That's the yeah. There has to be a yeah whenever Ted sings.
And when I'm going yeah, I throw my left leg up in the air and let it twirl around for a few minutes, and then I catch it again.
Lord have mercy, please.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You should ask him for a verse of Good Girls Don't. He's quite skilled at it.
You're saying what?
Good Girls Don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what we do, you know, what we do when you become, when you're, we don't do baptism. We do the dance and the dusting, which is basically the orientation and assignments of beds upon joining the Elcott religion.
Beds?
Yes.
This is starting to sound like Thelema-like. I can't even say it right. Thelemia.
Well,
it's starting to sound like that.
We orientate a bed in, you know, When you become an overlord, you have to modify your sleeping habits.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take the bed and, you know, we switch it around and such.
Switch it around.
I don't know.
So what, you got the box ring on top of the mattress?
Something similar to that, yeah.
Lord Jesus.
I don't know. I'm comfortable the way my bed is, so thank you.
So what's the modification of the bed switch? What happens?
I
turn the pillowcases inside up?
I can't really get into that because you're not Elcottian. But what I can tell you is, you know, you don't want to be touched and squeezed because if you get that happening, you know, it creates an opportunity to be flushed.
Flushed.
Yeah, and you don't want to be flushed.
Flushed like a toilet? Flushed what?
That's what we call when we kick you out of the religion.
Because you're touched and squeezed?
Well, touched and squeezed is
harassed verbally? Like if you're, you know, you don't want to be, you know, touched and squeezed and then, you know.
Well, I don't know what's involved. I have to figure out.
Who changes the bed around? Who does that?
Usually the imps.
The imps?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. There's no imps in my house. My birds aren't strong enough to change my bed around.
Yeah, but you see, you haven't even had level one irritant, let alone a level two.
Well, no, I'm not going to go sit my fat behind on a shelf in Ames, Iowa, in a jar. That's just not going to happen.
You got something against Ames, Iowa?
I just don't have any desire to sit in Ames, Iowa. I don't have any desire to be in the jar.
Yeah, but look at the things that you have to look forward to after Ames, Iowa, because we've got induction arches. We've got one in Wong Pong, New York, on the grounds of Wong Pong University. We got one in San Diego. We got one in Honolulu, Hawaii. And we got one that's just about to open up here in San Pedro.
Well, maybe you have one in Chicago.
You all ought to be able to pull up that.
Oh,
site.
It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out.
I want to say that the lock is getting ready to come on. And
I think he's got a cone hat on.
There is a 205.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll look for them. And
yes, ma'am.
You were saying look up the places he was talking about?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
I need to know how to spell.
I mean,
how do you spell that, Brother Tay?
You don't know how to spell San Diego?
No, we're
no,
talking
not
about
San Diego.
The businesses.
What businesses?
How do you spell the name of your beliefs?
Elcott.
LLCOTT.
ELLCO.
TT.
Okay. I don't see that.
Well, I would think not. We're not on the internet. There is a few things about us on the internet, but we try to kind of keep shades under that because there's a lot of secrecy. Have you ever heard of, you know, we are not like them, but have you ever heard of groups like the Masons or the Scientologists and stuff?
No.
So you're part of
the You don't know about the Church of Scientology?
Yes.
I do know about that.
Ron L. Hubbard, yes.
So they're more out there than we are as far as being openness, but we hold a lot of secrets. We are the ones that are in control. We're the ones that... The overlords are the ones that are in control. People think that, you know, the president's in control and, you know, all this. We're the ones that are actually dealing with everything. What you see happen around
but
you
you're
day
a small
by day.
Group.
Oh, no, we're not a small group. We're a network. We're a system.
Okay.
We've even got a sign, the perfect system, living in a program. You know, I can't get into the whole lyrics, but.
Well, bless
but
you.
But one of the lyrics is, we eat golden biscuits recommended by the system. So.
It's got anything to do with Carl's outside.
What's that?
Is this got anything to do with Carl's outside?
You're
to do with what, man? To do with what, here?
Outside.
No.
Mr. Six.
Yeah.
How is the people in Logan, Ohio? How are they coming along?
They're adjusting. We lost three people. Three people, but they're adjusting, and people came in to help, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaning on each other.
Good.
And they got plans to rebuild. So far, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. 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 Was it homes or neighborhoods, or apartments, or something?
It was a mixture. It was a mixture.
Okay.
Yes.
My heart and my prayers go that to them and Logan, you know.
We've been going through it last year. We got hit with a big train derailment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. Yes, sir. Remember that. Yeah.
You know,
FEMA did come in. FEMA did come in to assist. To assist.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah. So far as this religion goes, this is the first time I've heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mother and I and my uncle, I did study Scientology for a while. The book Dianetics, and basically that's just an audit of yourself. Just an audit of yourself. Basically,
oh, that's a wonderful book.
Yeah, and they got their headquarters in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we went there, and we ate Giorgio's pizza, soda, and they had these exercises: stand up, sit down, clap your hands, sit down, stand down, sit down, stand up, and I'm like, okay. But it was for the teachings. It was part of the teachings.
Right.
But everywhere you went, you saw a bust of Ron L. Hubbard. You went to the bathroom, he's staring at you. He was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah.
You know,
and they had some of the big... Go ahead.
I don't necessarily agree with, you know, all of his stuff, but he was a good earth people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Try Wolfgang one more time, Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I said, this is interesting. Like I said, I'm open to listen to new things. But that was interesting. Like everywhere you turn, you saw a bust of him, and some of these books didn't even look real; they were so huge.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
Wow! Mm-hmm.
Still got his voice now.
He might be eating a sandwich.
I don't know. I just know, you know, the refugee people that dumping all over the country. I don't know what you call them, but, you know, them people that they're just dumping in parking lots and on buses and everywhere.
Mm.
They brought measles to Chicago. So there's an outbreak right now in Chicago of measles.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I did hear
about that.
I mean, you can't understand what you're saying. They brought illegal immigrants.
No, they brought measles. measles with the immigrants.
Jesus, okay.
It's an outbreak of measles in Chicago.
Yes. Okay. That's just one of the states that has it that I was hearing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's the only one I know about personal, but yeah, I'm sure it's a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. Are they there, Ms. McHale? I think that was it.
I'm sorry, what was you asking me then?
I was
You're
asking.
Talking about the lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get back to the board.
It's not it of text me.
So how was your day? How was your Saturday, Evangelist Clayton?
My Saturday was grateful. Was grateful. They were did an installing of a new primitive. What do they call them? Associates or something they did today, and then they had the NAACP event that went on here as well, but over in Quincy, Florida. And Quincy is about 21 miles from us. So they had a big festivity that went on today. And just thank God temperature was 85. We had 85
oh, wow.
today.
It
Rubbing
was
in.
Hot.
That's a blessing.
Yes. 85 and
in.
A lot of pollen. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome 205 and 561.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Lockwood.
Good evening.
Hi, y'all too.
All right, how you doing?
Hello,
Mr. Lockley. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Brother Jari is here, too.
Brother Jari, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing this evening, man?
Doing all right.
Grateful.
Grateful. Sitting here listening to a new religion I never heard of.
Which one is that?
Ask Brother Jari about that.
I can't ask you, but I never heard of it.
The actual name of it is called Elcott. Wait a minute, I'm not done. You got to let me finish. It's called Elcott. The next step.
I have studied different religions. That's not one that I've ever heard of.
All right, well.
And we did have a class. I've even got a book that breaks down all the different religions, but what you're talking about, I've never heard.
Do you own a copy of the thick one?
And Mr. Lockley, you say you have heard of it or you had not?
No, I have not. I was asking, how do you spell that?
E-L-L-C-O-T-T.
E-L-L-C-O-T-T.
Do you own a copy of the Big Thick One?
And Brother Jari, did you say you haven't heard of it?
Never heard of it. Never.
Nope.
Do any of you own a copy of the Big Thick One?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. We don't know.
We do recommend... Well, it's actually a requirement, but to be in the religion that you do have a current copy of the Big Thick One. And we require that you bring your old one back to us so that we can incinerate it.
So who is the author of the Big Thick One?
There's not an author per se, but Huebner Elcott is the founder of the religion.
What type of religion is it?
It's Elcottian. What kind of question is that?
How you spell it again? I'm finna do some research on it.
Well, there's not much to be found on it. What we would tell you is if you want to get some information on it, you can go to one of the induction arches. There's one in Wongpong, New York. There's one in San Diego, California, one in Honolulu in Hawaii, and then one is about to open in San Pedro.
Is there a man by the name of James Ellicott?
Sure there is a James Ellicott, but that wouldn't be like one of the founders or anything, no.
The religion is called Ellicott.
Yeah, E is East L L C O T T.
That's what we just said.
Yeah, I looked it up and it's got like Lutheran and First Timothy.
Oh no, we're not Christian. No,
it's not you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not a Christian organization or anything like that.
Okay. It says something about a city. That's still not it?
He
said it's
like
not on the internet. He said it's not on the internet.
Ellicott floating 60-inch white undermount. Double sink.
Well, that sounds nice, but no, we're not a sink. We're hardly on the internet. I don't know if you're familiar with the Church of Scientology or the Masons. They have very tight lips, and we try to keep an even tighter lip. But if you are interested in becoming Elcottian, you can fill out an application and we'll take you into consideration.
You have to be application.
Who are we talking to?
Any of you?
What's
your name?
That's
Ted.
Yeah, it's Minister Ted here.
Minister Ted.
Well, I can tell you, I am definitely not interested.
No, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. And just so you know, everybody receives we don't use our Earth names in Ellicott. So when I come on the line, I say I'm Overlord Ted, but that's not really what my Ellicottian name is. I am allowed to give out this information, though, according to Dr. Ed Ellicott. My name is Overlord Shuggy.
Overboard? Like over, O-V-E-R? Board?
Overlord Shuggy. And don't get offended by this. I always have to put this disclaimer out. If you get offended about this, I'm sorry, but when Jesus has a problem, he prays to us.
Had a problem, he prayed to you.
not me in particular, but all of us.
Put my boots on.
Can you give me a pair?
I don't appreciate you disrespecting my religion, sir.
Okay.
Can you give me a pair?
I don't appreciate you disrespecting my religion, Sheila.
We're not disrespecting your religion. We don't know what your religion is. You said Jesus has to answer to you all.
No, he prays to us.
He prays to you all? Okay.
Yes.
Well,
when you say so, I'm
my God, we're turning around.
Where is the bonnet?
He didn't
probably
respond.
Eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Are you calling the cell phone number or the regular number?
For missionary Kim.
Yeah, not the 789. Call the other number. I know it by heart.
Hold on.
Well, you all are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the crew. Thank you all for coming.
Brought to you by Ted's at Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
Does that mean I get a free steak when I come to Beverly Hills?
Not a free steak, but I'll give you a free Ted.
A free Ted?
A free Ted or Ted. He can have a free Ted or Ted under glass.
Oh,
or a
Ted
Ted
is a drink, huh?
Missionary Lockley.
Yeah, Ted is a drink.
Sister Mary is on as well, too. Sister Mary is on.
Hi, Lockley.
Hey,
Sister Mary. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Well, that's the Lockley. Okay.
We're
glad to know you're doing better.
Yes,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, and Dad, how are you, Dad?
We're blessed. We was trying to find you, see how you were doing.
Yeah, I'm okay.
We go for
that. They told me I gotta be able to get the fluid off at home, so they're changing meds because I can't be hospitalized every time I get fluid like that.
Yeah.
Missionary Ken on.
Okay.
Missionary Ken, welcome, sir. You are the person I need on here. I got Minister Ted, Missionary Wolfgang.
Uh-huh.
So can you kind of explain to him your religion, Ted? I've never heard of it.
Hello, this is America's Minister Ted Bell.
America.
I don't know if you're familiar with Elcott, the next step, but my religion is Elcottium.
Okay.
This is the last time I'm going to explain it tonight. But because it's kind of in depth, but one has to fully be strawberried. Once you become fully strawberried, you become a jar of apricot preserves and put in a jar and placed on a farm shelf in Ames, Iowa, for several years.
Oh,
after
good.
After you get flotation from that jar, you need to purchase a current copy of the big thick one, which is basically it's a pamphlet, okay, and it's basically our version of the Bible, condensed down into a nice pamphlet, and we like to call it the big thick one. The 2024 edition has just been released over the last month or so. You can purchase it for $24.95, or you can get an autographed copy signed by Ed Elcott. Mm. Note that he is not an overlord. He's Hevner Elcott's great-great-great-grandson. Hevner Elcott is the founder of Elcott, the next step. But the autographed copy from Ed Elcott is $124.95, which has an extraordinary value. After you buy that, then you can go to one of our induction arches. We have them conveniently located throughout the United States. We have one in Wonpeng University, which happens to be on the grounds in Wonpeng, New York, which happens to be on the grounds of Wonpeng University. We've got the one in San Diego, California. We've got one in Honolulu, Hawaii. And we've got one that's about to open up here very soon in San Pedro.
And Mr. Ken, have you heard of that religious before?
No, but I got a question for you. How does that give you eternal life?
Because we're over.
Because what?
Wait,
how does
that
it give you forgiveness of sins and eternal life? How does it get you a place in eternal life, heaven?
But Missionary Ken, he says that Jesus don't have to answer to them.
Jesus has to answer to them.
I don't think so.
I hardly think so.
The Son of God. He died on a cross for all of our sins.
Jesus died for our sins. Jesus don't answer to them. I think not. I don't think so. Jesus is God.
Amen.
God in the flesh.
Amen.
Jesus don't answer to them. They're going to answer to Jesus. Jesus said in his word, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. L, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
You just keep on preaching.
End
I'm
of
sorry,
subject.
Not, excuse me. This is a debate here. I'm not one to sit here and counteract your religion. I respect your religion, and you're open
mine
to
ain't
your
a religion,
opinion.
Buddy. No. Mine is not a religion.
All right.
Mine is a personal relationship with the creator of the world.
I'm not questioning your personal relationship, all right? And I don't appreciate you mocking my, my religion.
Well, religion don't get nobody to heaven.
But how do God, what do you say God prays to you?
Yes, that's correct.
Explain that.
I think you better get a Bible.
We don't use the Bible. We have our own version called the Big Thick One. It's a pamphlet. And if you're interested, you can purchase it for $24.95.
Oh, wow. The Big Thick One.
Where can you purchase it at?
At one of our induction arches. There's one in Wonpeng, New York, on the grounds of Wonpeng University, San Diego, California.
I'm trying to explain that
if people would listen. You can buy one at any of our induction arches. So there's one in Wonpeng, New York, on the grounds of Wonpeng University. There's one in San Diego, California. There is one in Honolulu, Hawaii. There is one that's about to open in San Pedro. We are looking at opening more induction arches. We want to get one in the Washington or Portland area, somewhere around there. We'd like to get one in the Midwest, maybe Chicago, Minneapolis, someplace like that as well. But that's speculation right now.
And who's paying for all this? Taxpayers' money, or are you all funding this yourself?
It's a mix. Mostly donation based.
Private sectors.
You know, I have
private sectors. Private donations.
What? For the most part,
private
some
donations.
Corporate. Some corporate.
I figured as much.
No,
okay.
No offense.
But,
to your religion.
You know,
but,
we our most overlords, not all overlords, have their own ministries set up. Mine happens to just be named after myself because I'm Ted Bell. So it's called Ted Bell Ministries. And if you would like to donate, I do accept PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App.
Okay.
And with every donation of $250 or more, I have this pillowcase that I've slept on, and I cut it into pieces, and I will personally autograph it and send you a piece of it.
Hey, quick question. Mr.
Hold on, let me finish, and then you can go. Once you receive that piece of the pillowcase, I strongly recommend that you put it inside of your pillowcase and sleep on it, and you will be blessed.
And this is a pillowcase that you slept on?
Well,
I've got to go anyway, guys, so I'll catch you later.
Okay, Mr. Nairkin. Good to hear you out.
He already left. It's a piece of a pillowcase. It's not a full pillowcase. I'd say, you know, like when you buy a book of stamps?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the size of a book of stamps.
Brother Jari, did you have a question?
If I could ask him a quick question.
I had a question.
Yeah.
No, this is DJ ATL back again. I have a question.
Hold on, Brother DJ ATL. Brother Jari was asking a question.
I just want to know how this works, that God prays to him. You know, I just want to know, how does that work?
Not to me necessarily. It's whatever overlord happens to be available at the time.
Overlord.
And this would be overlords. Who would be the overlords?
I'm an overlord. So, you know, if I'm available when he's praying and stuff, I will take his prayers into consideration and go from there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mr. Sam, do you have services? Do they have services every Sunday?
We do every Sunday and every Thursday.
Oh, okay. Is it like Bible study, or is it just like open floor?
Oh no, we don't have a Bible. We don't have any of that nonsense in our church. We have a pamphlet which we call the Big Thick One.
The Big Thick One, okay.
We'll be right back on the Big Size Radio Network.
I thank Brother
Brought
DJ.
Brought to you by Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse in Beverly Hills.
DJ ATL.
I don't have my commercial
right
music pulled up.
Go ahead, DJ ATL, and then Charles, please do the
I just want to make one more comment to this gentleman. You said before, and I'm trying to get the understanding on how did these gods and Jesus and all them started praying. How did they give you the object? What was the guy that they gave the nomination to? What God? How did God come down, and how did he speak to say that y'all are overlords? I mean, I want to get that understanding.
This happened back when Hevner Elkott, this is the last time I'm explaining this tonight, too. How long have you been on the show tonight?
I've been on here. I heard you earlier say, but I want to get a good understanding again. You said Jesus and God came down. I'm trying to understand, was it before Christ or after Christ?
It was after.
Okay. And where did this individual see God speak to him? To give you a convocation to say that y'all have what you call a religion, because y'all say a religion, to say that they can pray to you guys.
I can't give you the exact location where it happened
at the same time.
I can't give you the exact location, but it's a highly guarded, I guess you'd call it facility
Antarctica. Okay, you don't have to say it's Antarctica. Go ahead. So, so Antarctica, y'all,
not,
this, these
no,
imprisoned
not
in Antarctica.
Antarctica. No, it's not, not in Antarctica, no. I'll tell you it's in the United States, but other than that, I can't get into detail.
Oh, it was in the United States? It was
correct.
In the United States?
Yeah,
wow.
That's correct.
That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. And I'm not trying to find a spot. I already know if you stay in America, I already know where. I already got an idea where. But anyway, so when this higher power came down, it said, "Okay, well, you guys, we're going to give you the blessing of being overlords." And like again, I'm asking you this. This is a serious question. How's the process? If he came down first, how did he give y'all a word to how to return to or get leveled up to become an overlord? Because if God gave y'all a right, then why would he play to you? Because he's the one that gave y'all that opportunity to be that. So how does it make any logic for him to pray to y'all?
It was basically, it was Huebner Elcott when he was on the covered wagon with the situation with the apple fritter. And he gave Huebner Elcott a leveling without an induction belt, basically, and showed him the ways of the abundance.
So let me ask you another question. I hear what you just said. So was Elcott from another world or something? He's not from here?
I can't speak on that.
You can't speak on that. So, all right, since you say that, so I already know. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm listening. Finish.
Yeah. You asked me a question.
Because I want to know more about him, because he's the character who created the overlords. He's the one who has the blessing. He's the one who gave y'all the knowledge to say that.
No. Jesus, God is the one that created the overlords. He gave us the power. That's why we're called overlords, because we are above.
So how did he become to worship? How did he end up worshiping y'all? That's what I'm trying to understand. That's where the logic doesn't make any sense. How did he worship you guys when he gave you the power?
Because he gave his powers over, basically his powers over to us. I can't get into a whole lot of detail, but what you see going on around you, around the world, that's the overlord.
See, going back to that major. See, when I ask you again, that God give us a magic pen, because the magic pen is to be able to create, to be able to.
Well, there's no such
design,
thing.
We don't believe
in that nonsense.
Yeah, I don't believe in that, but that's what they're saying. Because how the world?
No, he didn't give us. Are you talking like an ink? Are you talking like a ballpoint pen or a feather and quill?
No, I'm talking in factual. You can say this, and I can give you facts on this. What does human beings do real good? They're good at creating things. They're good at creating homes. They create even things for other animals and other species that don't even have anything in common. Am I right?
That's right.
Am I right?
I said it 3 times.
Yeah, okay. So I want to make sure that's why I'm going into that talk. So that's what I'm saying. So what you're trying to tell me is that so God came to the overlord and said, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take that magical pen that you already have and enhance it. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, there was no magic. The magical pen is mythological. There's no actual pen involved.
You're right. I'm talking about logically what you can do. See, when I say pen something that they can see. It's the ability to have that special entry.
Okay.
Because human beings have that special entry.
I think I know where you're getting at things here. So
okay.
We don't have the power to make volcanoes erupt or stuff like that, per se. we do have, you know, but we are in control of, how do I say this lightly? We're overseers of the world. If I
the
can,
world?
Yes.
Overseeing and, what? That's I'm just trying to get logic. Overseeing what? Because you're saying that we're involved.
Angela Clayton.
What you're trying to say? I'm just trying to make sense of this because I'm just trying to make logic out of this. You're in everyday life, which everyone has a pen already, like I said, that magical pen that you created. You said
no,
that
okay, so
you gave me, I'm giving back your words.
You
can't create volcanoes in the weather.
Wait a minute. You got a cone hat on right now. All right.
I got a cone
which
hat.
Means you're
okay,
so basically, I can't point at a person and say, You got cancer then. I don't have the ability to do that.
Okay, all right. Okay, we got that solved. Okay, go ahead.
I don't have the ability to point at a car and make it blow up or anything. Neither did
okay.
Heaton or Elcott. But I can't get into specifics on – all I can say is draw your own conclusion, basically. What you see may be what you think it is, but what's going on may not be what you think it is either.
Right. Well, hold on. Let me ask you this. So since God prays to you guys and Jesus prays to you guys, does he give y'all a test, a time to tell you when something's cautious, when it's time for people to leave this earth, when it's time for a very tragically disaster come up, or when a situation happens where it's like completely out of control, but you guys know it, but do y'all manage those crises? Is that what you're trying to tell me? I'm just asking, do y'all manage those crises to make it seem a little bit better, or do y'all just sit back and look? And do y'all have that ability, since you're overlord, to know when these things are coming, or do they give you, or are you just a regular common person?
We know when things are coming, such as
not to know you can.
Excuse me?
I said, Master, I know you can.
So let me ask
That's
you.
Rude.
This. No, I'm not worried about that. Right now I want to ask you, do God speak to you guys? So what I'm trying to make sense of this, I'm just trying to make logic out of this. So he gives you the information. Let's say tomorrow the house is going to burn and you have a amount of time to give the warning to the people that this mountain, this house is going to be on fire because he's already messaged you guys and told us it's going to happen. Does he give you the opportunity, just being the overlord, does he give you the permission to be able to let people know that to be aware and to change the routes or try to help change that penalty that's going to happen? That's a mass. That's a disaster. Or do you guys just sit back and know it?
Well, wait
don't
a minute. Okay, hold up here. Wait a minute. So a natural disaster is one thing. A house fire is a completely different thing.
Well, no, that's going to be a disaster because a house fire could be – house fire can have a lot of million people. It can have people inside, and you can burn be right. But I'm giving you a more simple product because you can might go in and save those people.
Let me put it this way. Quote, God. And I'm putting this in quotes.
Guys, got your popcorn?
I'm putting this in quotes. Natural disasters we know about.
So do you all know about mass killings as well?
No, because that's at the will of the people.
Okay.
Kind of makes sense. Okay, I got some logic to that. Okay. So people still control their own destiny, and they still – so these people now – see, this goes right back into the overlord situation. So basically, people really itself has the outside entity. They are like overlords themselves then, just like you guys. So now
no,
you're saying
God
no,
is afraid of them,
huh?
No, because God doesn't pray to them.
Well,
God doesn't pray to
them. But they turn into overlords because if they have the right criteria, right magic, they could be in right whatever.
Well, they don't turn into overlords. That's something that's a vetting process that you go through when you sign up for Elkhart. It's part of the. Have you ever heard of
you was a black guy and you became a white guy, so you had to change the form to come to where you are, right? So again,
I was in Elkhart when that transformation happened, and every so often I do turn black again.
So you've been in Elkhart since you was 12?
I've been in Elkhart.
When you were 12.
I've been in Elkhart since I was about 3 or 4.
So now you have the power to turn you white now, but you have the power to turn black tomorrow?
It's a manifestation. It's not something that would happen that fast, but over a progression of a month or so, yes.
Wow.
Would your credit score change?
What's that?
Will your credit score change?
No.
Can your credit score change? Because when you manifest, I mean, that you have that. If you can do that, you definitely do have to have that power too. I'm being logical about this, and this is a logical situation. I'm just trying to get the bottom of it. So you can transform, and I'm saying over time, to a black person, back to a white person. And that's in seasons.
Right.
That's what you're trying to say, in a seasoned mindset. And then you tell me when major disasters come, but you don't know when humans create their own disaster. You have no control. But when a major disaster comes that's huge, you be able to influence people to let people know you have that power to aware to give information. Am I right about that? I'm just trying to make sure that's clear.
To an extent, I mean, there's
am I,
a lot
am I saying
of
that right?
into that.
Not really.
There's a lot that goes into that.
Brother DJ ATL. Now, Brother Terry, you have the right to change to any racist creed or color that you want to be, and any size, shape, you have that power?
No. So, you know, me, I can only go black or white. There are some that can switch from Mexican to Asian. I don't think there's any overlord that can go any. I don't even think Huebner had that ability yet.
Can I ask you one question? And I'm finna get to the bottom. What color is your heart?
Well, it's red. I mean, it's a muscle. All
right. Red. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That's all you know.
All right, man. Okay.
I mean, as far as I know, I haven't cut myself open to look at it, but.
No. There is a certain beings that have what you described a little bit of, who are changings that have a white heart. They were created by Haku. You ever heard of Haku?
We don't believe in any of that nonsense.
But do you know who that is, right?
I'm not familiar.
Know
it sounds like
not
I'm not
familiar
with it. Sounds like witchcraft.
Well, no. Haku was a being that lived in Atlantis, which is another story. That at first I can sit up and tell you Atlantis. It seemed like a reality, not a real story. But our United States government and the governments around the world been always putting a budget together to try to find Atlantis. He was a person that.
Well,
He goes way back to Atlantis. Went into America, you went into Epcot, and you said your guys, and you said these places, and one of the main places you're talking about, where I think you're saying this stuff can turn in, is actually going back to Haku. That's why it circles right back around to Haku.
No.
Hakuna is a very interesting person. He can change shapes. He can do things, which is he's not even from the earth. He can do things that lean. Some people even consider him Cabal.
I can tell you what I can truthfully tell you, we're not related to that in any way.
Not related to it. And actually, inside Lashley Hall, he's the one that they kind of said he created the clean people of the high souls from the mountains. They claimed he created them.
Well,
and he claimed
good for him.
See, I'm not going on nonsense now. I'm going here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of your story and how you came to what you're saying, because a lot of the same stuff that y'all saying comes through his side of the livelihood of Haku. And Haku, like I said again, his name's been said so many different ways. They've changed his name in different verses, and they've changed a lot of his stories. But what I've known is he was a very mad scientist. He's the first legitimate mad scientist, which was
I appreciate where you're coming from, but we're not mentioned
in his thing. You want me to give you more? You ever heard of a robot called JBL?
I really don't care because we're not affiliated with it, so I care less.
You ever heard? I'm asking you, have you ever heard of a project called a robot called JBL? Well, let's say the name JBL. You ever heard of JBL? Do y'all think?
Yeah, they make speakers.
Yeah. That's why I know that, because that's what I'm saying. I'm leaning right back there. I thought so. That's where I go. I know where it comes from now. Oh, yeah. I know where it comes from.
Okay.
Interesting.
No, we're not affiliated with any of that, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, of course not. I mean, because when it comes to Haku is so – his story is so versatile. There, some people have made things and said that certain people come from different places. A lot of people in Europe have said things different. I'm just trying to get you to do is just give me the logic of your thing. I'm not worried about all the other stuff. I just want to know what's logic, what's realistic, what makes sense. Because the sense part is not going to make sense.
Wait a minute. Well, okay, hold up here. It doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense
because even if you look at the Bible and stuff, half of that stuff doesn't make sense. Not that we read the,
Hold on, time out. See, this is where you don't know scholarship. The Bible makes a lot of sense, but the reason why a lot of people can't understand the Bible because it's a different text and different logic from a different century, different time. Actually, I'll be honest, the great big book was supposed to have been kept in one place where it was been taught. So this is why I say again, and it is a lot of logic to that whole Bible. The Bible has one of the best stories of all time of life. People can collect those stories to life.
Hold on, one at a time.
Okay.
What'd you say, Evangelist Clayton?
Yeah, I was saying, is that the time? Is that – what time zone is that? What – is there a time zone for that particular religion? Is there – what time zone was that in?
Oh, he said after Christ.
What?
He said after Christ.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry. Let me tell you, because I want him to tell you. It's around the same time Muhammad got the preaching for the Muslims. It's the same thing Muhammad. And you might not say that, so you might think, but y'all coming from the same level of time. Somebody, God came down and talked to you guys and said, this is what it was, right? Am I right? And he proved Jehovah, Muhammad said, he was walking with the Bible, and then he said, Muhammad said, you need to do the Quran. Am I right?
You're totally wrong. It was in the late 1800s.
Okay, so y'all later on. So y'all have a later on discovery. So even later than that. So y'all later than what y'all.
Wow.
You're later.
Did he
just
say it again?
Centuries later.
Yeah, way later.
So basically, it's another layer because it's like the rebellious to me. It seems like it's rebellion against Jesus and God, again, the Bible, and it's rebellion. It's another rebellion. Because when you talk about religion, because you said it, religion. When what's-his-name said he had personal relationship, you didn't really respond to that. You said religion. So religion was always
personal relationship. You know, however you want to work at it. I use the term
there's religion that's been created right now.
It's a group. You know,
yeah, it's a group. There's a group of religions, new religions created today. There's some that's been created in the last 10 to 15 years. There's some that created in the last 30 years.
What I'll tell you is what it says in the big, thick one is jealousy will get you no place.
I think that's basically the truth. But the thing is, if things are going to make sense, you said it don't make sense. It has to make sense or she would never go nowhere. It has to have a logic.
Nothing has to make sense. Nothing has to make sense.
So you telling me that when you feel pain, it don't make sense? If you bump your arm on a side and you don't feel nothing, it don't make sense? You have to have a consistent of making sense out of something.
Let's put it this way. Do you know any airline pilots?
Yeah, I know plenty of them. Yeah, I know about 4 or 5 right now personally.
They
have to believe in spirit, but they can feel the plane go up and go up and down. They know they're flying the plane. They know they're not flying.
They know that they're flying.
Mm-hmm.
Back of their mind. They are, you know, once they land this thing, that, you know, they're like, you know, holy hell, it landed. You know, they have no conception of why it's in the air or how it got up in the air. They have no idea.
Well, is the logic still there? Because you know he knew you had to get somewhere to get to point B. You still had to get to the air. You still had to get to the point where you land the plane. See, that's what logic is right there. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but logic doesn't.
I'm just giving you an example.
Well, let me jump in here. So it had to be a thought first before it became a plane. It had to be a thought. Then it had to be put into building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no. Okay, with that, yes.
No?
But with Elcott, the next step, it wasn't. It wasn't Huebner. Elcott was just sitting there and thought, "Oh, let me form my own religion." No, the God came down and he showed Huebner Elcott. You know, he had the apple fritter in his hand, and it, you know, went from there.
Where did the apple fritter come from?
What's the apple fritter? What is that?
It's a pastry.
It's like a donut.
A donut.
Yeah,
that's how they came to the point, to the place where they are. And but see, again, it took a logic to get that apple critter there. Now, if God didn't come down and give him that, he probably would be more offended than whatever. Would he be able to do the direction he is where he gets you to the point where y'all are? See, it's a logical land plane that there has to be a logic to something. I think a lot of times people think they go by their logic. Let me tell you something. I know if I'm dry, let's say something. I'll go put me a fruit into the ground. Let's say a seed. When I pour water on the seed, the seed grows out of the thing. But to me, in reality, in my logic, I don't know how that thing grew. But I knew two things that I knew I had to put water and seed, I had to put in the ground for it to grow to turn to a fruit or grow to what it needs to grow to. That's logic. So when I went back, I'm trying to go back to get you to realize I had to find the source and logic of what you're talking about and what makes sense. Now, the reason why I brought up Haku, because once I got to Haku, you start seeing some of the things that I heard in their logic of being things that are going in. Not saying you're socialated, but there's a lot of things that people have took from this and took from that and took from here and took from there. You know, some of the things you're saying in some ways, too, is you took it from Christianity, religion, from saying someone has to be bedded in. You're actually taking it from the Jehovah's Witnesses, but Jehovah's Witnesses, the denomination, you have to be bedded in to become a Jehovah's Witness. See, I hear everything that you were saying. I'm listening. I sat here and listened the whole time. I heard everything. So I'm just
we're
saying.
Not Jehovah's Witnesses.
I know you're not,
like them.
But you're taking from, and that's logical. And it's not that you took from it. That's how logic works. Logical or if I'm going to walk, I can't walk in a building if there's not a door. There has to be a door. I have to walk around and find that door to go through that door to open up that door to go inside. That's the logic. So that's what I'm just saying. But, hey, this is what you believe in. You believe in Alakai. You believe this is what you believe in. I hope, to me, I wish you best because one thing you say, well, I wish you best.
You know,
one thing is I have not heard anything evil. I haven't seen you say anything about destroying anybody. I haven't seen anything cursing anyone. I ain't seen you say you want to destroy the earth. And I feel that whatever y'all believe as the overlord, whatever y'all doing, I hope that y'all have a great journey on doing what y'all doing. But at the end of the day, like I tell everyone from an atheist, when it's your time, you have to deal with that mighty spirit up top, and that's what you're going to have to deal with. So whatever your life is, you don't have to oppose and you don't have to prove nothing to no one. I tell you that right now. You don't have to prove nothing to no one. You don't have to do anything. You're a creation of what was created. The same creator that created me and created you is up there. We did not create him. He created us the opportunity to be here. So whatever he came down and told you, hey, that's between you guys or whatever. That's what you believe in. I ain't got nothing. I can't say nothing. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to compliment. I'm not here to make fun of it. I just know that that's what you believe in. That's it. I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about this on the Six Eyes Radio Network and giving us an idea so we can hear more of this. I'm more interested to know more on where it goes and how y'all influence on where our society goes. Because one thing you did say is that you don't deal with people. So I'm more interested on how you deal with the disasters, because the disasters – it's one of the keyest things is, and I do believe in higher power talking to people. I do believe higher power go through people in certain different ways and how they communicate.
I think Mr. Seek's going to say so.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Who is that speaking?
That's DJ ATL.
I'm speaking. That's DJ
ATL,
yes.
Well, I appreciate you having an open mind and such. I can't really get into the disasters and stuff that much at this point. I will talk to Dr. Ed Ellicott and see if that's something that I can discuss next time. But I do appreciate you having an open mind.
Hey, Six Eyes, you had something to say more on this?
But no, like I said, I'm just sitting here listening, learning.
I will say this.
Like I said, so you actually have a question, and then I started talking. God damn it, you jumped me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So, like I said, I'm just sitting here listening. I don't know everything. So, like I said, it's a new religion. I never heard of it. So it's enlightening. It's enlightening. So we don't make fun of no one here that comes on. Like I said, the views expressed are not those of the Six Eyes Radio Network with the respective callers that call in. The views are their views alone, not of the Six Eyes Radio Network or its affiliates. So with that, I'm complete, and I thank you all for joining us here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. You're welcome to join us each and every week, 7 days a week. Two stations you got to choose from. Six Eyes Radio Network, we appreciate you.
All right, all right. Hey, Six, one more thing before I go. I will say, and I think this is important, I really think about this a lot, because we live in a life which is very complicated, and I always say this. Our life is never going to be easy. We wake up with all kinds of issues. We go through hard time. We lose people. We lose a lot of things. We go through things sometimes. But it's a blessing to be able to live. So by me saying that, going back to this young man, who came to say what he had to say on here, we have no control over our lives like that. And I believe that the almighty power allows whatever he wants to put in front of us, he puts it in front of us. We have to deal with it and respect it and try to see what's the logic of it. And the best route for us to do is just to listen and try to see what makes sense and what logical comes from it. And again, I'm not here to throw no stones, cast no stones at anyone,
no religion, no belief. I have a personal relationship with God that I do personally have one. And I tell people this all the time. God is a more higher power of being way smarter than I. He has abilities. He knows what's best for me when God is when I don't know what's best for me. He knows what's in my heart and what's not in my heart. He knows everything he needs to know. He doesn't have to. He doesn't even have to figure out that. He doesn't have to say. So he knows, to me, I think he knows everything. So
he knows it all.
If he feels that he wants to use other people and other religions and other things that make sense, he can. Now, again, I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to come say this. God is the only one, and Jesus, mm-hmm. only ones, can take some stuff and do stuff like this. He's the mm-hmm. only one, only being, that can make rocks cry out for blessings. He can make mm-hmm. rocks cry out. I tell
That's
people
right.
this all the time. He can make things. He can make water into wine. He can make water into dirt. He can do everything mm-hmm. that makes us make. It makes no sense,
and,
right?
And to be clear, we
do that.
And to be clear, we don't do that.
I want to be clear and fair. So he is the one who, when he's associated with it, he doesn't have to make it make sense. When he or it or our higher power, it doesn't have to make sense. But he believes in logically for us as human beings and as completely as people or beings of living in the living to try to find common sense and common logic because that's what he put inside us with the magic paintbrush, which I was saying marker and pen, but it's the magic paintbrush. See, our paintbrush is our mind. And our mind is so, so different. We don't even use both sides of our brain of our mind. We don't even have that capability, but we do. But we have not been forming to that level. Maybe what you're saying is once you go to the higher power, you get connected to that part to talk about being an overlord. Maybe you're saying that in so many ways. Maybe God is trying to tell us, hey, man, you can be connected over your mind. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you go ahead and do what you do. I appreciate you coming on, sister. And you feel free to come on anytime, man. We'd love to have this debate and still talk about it. And it's a learning experience for us just to see what you're saying. Because I always tell people, God and higher power speaks to people all the time.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
All
Amen.
The time. And sometimes Amen. He speaks to the worstest person. The person you might not think to have any common sense. There's people who the most, what's the big story? They had a body who used to lie all the time. Lie all the time. People used to say, oh, he's a liar. And one day he spoke truth because God said, hey, I'm going to put it in. And when he spoke it, people knew mm-hmm. he wasn't lying. And they had mm-hmm. to be talked on this thing. So remember that. I think anyone out there need to remember that. And anyone in the 6 Hours Radio, but you, our guests who came on here tonight, don't be ashamed to come on here and talk. We are open-minded to listen to what you have to say. And that's out of respect.
Amen.
Right,
and to put a cap on that, Brother DJ ATL, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is three persons in the one. So we
that's
must,
right.
We must obtain
that's
it
right.
all.
Amen.
That's
right. We got a Holy Amen. Spirit there. That's another thing that allow us to listen to it. That's
mm-hmm.
another thing. We have a strong spirit. All
mm-hmm.
right. So, Six,
all
you
right.
want to go ahead and close it out tonight, or what y'all want to do? Y'all still going to keep pushing?
What we're going to do, we always thank the elders for coming by. We thank you all, but we definitely
okay.
thank the elders because I know Ms. Mrs. Clayton, she's our elder. We thank the Lockleys for coming through all the time, their family. Hello to Pirelli. Trumpet is asleep. So Trumpet is asleep. Hopefully Pirelli is asleep too. Mr. Lockley, we're going to let you close the show out, sir. You're the co-host as well. I added you as co-host as well. So it's kicking it with Six Eyes, Mr. Lockley, and the crew. So you close it out, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
You come boldly before the throne of grace. Yes. You come humble in mind and humble in spirit. You come as you are given for such is the kingdom of heaven. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being a strong tower when your people run to you and are saved. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy endure forever to all generations. We thank you for your tender mercies are renewed every morning. We thank you for your grace is sufficient to all things. And, Lord, we bless your name. We lift you up, we glorify you, we magnify you. We exalt you in the highest, for you are the Most High God. And you are the only true living God.
Yes,
and we thank you for your fine Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life on the cross that we might have life and have life more abundant.
Yes, God.
And we appreciate you, O God, for what you've done. We thank you, Lord, for all things that you've done, even for the foundation of the world to this present hour. We thank you. And we can't thank you enough. And we appreciate you, O God. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the speaker of the hour. And we appreciate you, O God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
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 Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
Bless you.
So we're gonna close off for the night. Once again, I want to thank all our people who called in. Ja, thank you. Everyone else that's going to listen later on. America, thank you. Everyone around the world, we thank you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now tomorrow, get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific, and that's 424-243-9617. Get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network. America, good night. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.